Move, der New Mobility Podcast von Auto, Motor und Sport.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Move. Und ja, dass ihr jetzt nicht Luca hört, das ist Absicht. Der ist nämlich in der Sekunde unterwegs nach Berlin, um dort noch mehr Podcast-Material für euch aufzunehmen. Aus diesem Grund hoste ich die heutige Folge, aber nicht alleine. An meiner Seite ist Birgit Prima, Chefredakteurin von Auto, Motor und Sport. Und uns gegenüber sitzt ein Mann, der es vom Teppichhändler zum echten Silicon Valley Schwergewicht gebracht hat. Said Amidi ist Gründer und CEO des Netzwerks Plug and Play, das Startups mit großen Playern aus der Industrie zusammenbringt. Und wir wollen heute seine tiefen Einblicke in die Tech-Szene nutzen, um unter anderem über die Bedeutung von künstlicher Intelligenz zu sprechen. Dafür wechseln wir jetzt aber ins Englische. Und ich sage hi and welcome, Said Amidi. Would you please give the audience a brief introduction of yourself, who you are, where do you come from, and what are you doing now?
Fantastic. Yes, my name is Said Amidi, and I am the CEO and the founder of Plug and Play. And if I could explain it to you, I usually say I'm in a good neighborhood because I'm 10 minutes from Apple, 10 minutes from Google, and lately Nvidia got pretty famous. So I'm 5 minutes from Nvidia. But why it is important to be there is because I believe technology companies and innovation, similar to the ones I mentioned, are the engine of growth, an engine of changing our lives. And we've been very lucky to be part of the journey of 50,000 startups.
Wow.
So last year in 2023, 2,700 startups joined our platform. And specifically in the auto industry, we had about 500 new startups join our mobility platform here in Stuttgart, in our office in Detroit, in our office in Shanghai, in our office in Tokyo with Nissan and Toyota. And two of our latest offices is one in Gothenburg with Volvo and one in Midland with Jaguar Land Rover. You know, Ola, the CEO of Mercedes, put it really well. When he was on stage with me, he said, Said, the transformation of mobility and the auto industry to electrification, autonomous, and connected car is happening so fast that no single company, even as large as Mercedes, can keep up with the change. So what we have been able to do with Mercedes is connect entrepreneurs and technology from all over the world, from US, Canada, Israel, to the needs of the auto industry. And because we work with more than 10 OEMs, like Porsche, Porsche, Volkswagen, Mercedes, and Volvo, Jaguar, Land Rover, we also work with close to 100 tier one and tier two suppliers. We are able, if the technology is exciting, to transform it into cars faster than any other platform in the world. And quite frankly, it gives me a great joy to be part of the journey of the entrepreneur. And as I am like on text with Ola this morning, I enjoy having a relationship with these large corporations because you need their scale, their manufacturing capabilities, but you need the nimbleness and the passion and the hard work and the technology know-how of the best engineers from University of Stuttgart that can build their dream And hopefully we can create the next Mercedes as well.
So if it, we can maybe put it in simple words, if I got that right. So what plug and play does is an OEM gets in touch with you and they have a plan to do something very innovative, but they don't know how. And you, on the other hand, have tons of startups. You know, you scouted them, you talked to them, and you know who is the right one for the job, and then you put them together. Is that what plug and play does?
Absolutely. Okay. And we do this at scale. So specifically, we love universities. So I have actually scout people with boots on the ground in 60 universities in the world. Oh. So they help me to scout the technology at the university level. Then we sort of seed fund them. I do about 200 investments a year. Mm-hmm. And then we help to connect them to the product market fit. And if you don't have a need for your technology, it's research for research. Mm-hmm. But we like to apply the research to a solution that can solve like Walmart's problem or Mercedes' problem. Yeah. And that way, everybody wins. And I think that entrepreneurs succeed, the corporation succeeds, and the investors like me in the middle also succeed.
You mentioned a lot of changes in terms of new mobility, for example, electromobility. In Germany, the electromobility is having a very hard time at the moment. What do you think about that? Is this only a short trend, or what do you expect for the next years?
So, you know, sometimes you see a pivot in an industry. Like if you take AT&T, which was in the largest telecom company in the world, they thought mobility in phone industry, it's just a percentage of the population. And actually, they sold all their spectrum for wireless. And then I would say about 15 years ago, the mobile industry took off, and more importantly, the smartphone, rather than the regular cell phone. Like AT&T missed that trend, Nokia missed that trend, and I think in the automotive industry, we are at the inflection point. Nobody believed Tesla could become this big. And now we have a storm of Teslas coming from China. So unless there is like, personally, I think the EVs are here to stay. They are going to grow. I mean, there is large companies like Toyota that are taking it very slow. Mm. But frankly speaking, as far as my lens to the industry, I think it's going to grow faster than ever. I've been driving an electric car for 10 years. My wife drives an electric car. She likes Porsche, but I'm still between Mercedes and Tesla. And we could never go back. Hmm. And my kids grew up with electric cars. They don't know even what is the noise of the engine.
And do you think, because Tesla is so successful, Tesla is a brand that has a cult about the boss, Elon Musk. Do you think it's important for a company to have such a figure at the forefront to make a trend?
You know, I think Elon Musk was in PayPal before Tesla and lately Twitter. I don't know now the name changed. So I think even if you say NVIDIA, Jensen really is a figurehead, or even in Apple, you could say Steve Jobs was the real energy or the talent behind it. But quite frankly, I think it's great to have an entrepreneur and a I call it poster child, mm-hmm. help to start the company.
Yeah.
But the value of Apple has gone up incredibly under, I think it's Tim Cook. So the whole idea is sometimes you need in the early stages to be more entrepreneurial or have that founding team that drives the business. Mm-hmm. But right now, Apple is doing really well. Google is doing really well without the founders being there. So I would not be really, as investors, we really like the founding team to be at the tip of the company. Mm-hmm. But everybody has a life cycle. So you have to always build enough brand and enough technology to go through transition of the founding team.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence becomes more and more popular. In which trends, in terms of artificial intelligence, would you invest your money in? And in which trends do you think are overrated?
First of all, first.com, there is a bubble and it's going to burst. So I think AI right now, it's a bubble. And it will burst, like the amount of investment going into AI. But again, similar to what I mentioned about mobile phone, I think the AI platform is going to be as big as a trend as internet and as big as a trend as mobile phone. And it will change all our lives. It will change the way we do business. It will be hard for a large company with 100,000 employees to embrace the change. So I think through AI, we will have like new Googles, new Mercedes. But out of the 1,000 companies that are being funded just in US, 10 of them will be like Google or Nvidia. So there is a lot of noise, a lot of funding. Mm. But what we are doing, and I would love to do one here in Stuttgart, we are opening 10 offices that we call AI Center of Excellence. And in each office, we will work with 40 startups per year, where we would say this language model is the best model and lightweight for the automotive industry mm-hmm. to implement. I was yesterday at the AI Center of Excellence of Stuttgart meeting one of the institute founding person, and he said something that it was at least for me an eye-opener. He said in Stuttgart, especially University of Stuttgart, there is an incredible engineering power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and now he said, we have to tell these engineers who used to work with structured data also use AI in their engineering tasks. And again, I think that is different than ChatGPT. How you use AI to design a car or design a part of a car. I think AI will save 80% of the time, but it's a different way of using AI than normal ChatGPT or other technologies like Microsoft Copilot. Mm. I think they are all good as well. Don't get me wrong. They will help us on our daily task and assisting us. But when you want to apply AI in engineering, I think Stuttgart University will be ahead of other universities.
Do you mean worldwide or just in Europe or compared to China?
No. The thing is, again, I believe similar to, it's not one person will win it all. It's how that you apply AI will create the differentiation and the execution. It's not just the language model or the power of computing, which everybody's fighting for right now. Because let's say the superscalers like Google, Amazon, Apple, Oracle is now in the race. Nobody can fight them in the amount of money they can put toward AI. But I think personally, the differentiations would be in how you apply it to the automotive industry. And I think there, Stuttgart could be one of the top in the world.
All right. And working with artificial intelligence, do you think, since it's such a complex topic, do you think it makes sense to have very clear aiming, or is it a more open-minded go-to? Like, we just apply it somewhere and see where it leads us? Or do you give them, like, targets, reduce CO2 by so-and-so? Mm-hmm.
You see, I it is a journey that I wish if I knew the answer, I would be more focused. But let's say next week we have an event similar to the one we have here. We are graduating 320 startups. Like in mobility, I think we will have 50 in Silicon Valley. And the best one out of Japan, China, Detroit, we also bring to Silicon Valley. But out of the 300 plus startups, 50% of them are using AI. Mm-hmm. So in fact, the last summit in December, we have one in June, one in November, December, we changed our summit name to AI Summit. because again, I think it was applied faster to the financial industry, to fintech, insurtech, because it's easier to apply AI. Everything is just digital. You don't transfer it to hardware like we do with automotive. So I think, frankly speaking, we do need to do trial and error, but it will change the automotive industry. But it will change the design. It will change the energy consumption and energy design of how you use less energy and more efficiently. And for sure, it will help the autonomous part of the car.
But now we are speaking about what AI can do for us. But do you see any risks as well?
I am a person of innovation and entrepreneurship, and risk is part of it. Like even when we invest, it's very risky investment compared to building a real estate project. But I think we need to not be scared of the risk, and we need to embrace it rather than fight it. Because the bad guys are going to embrace it. So might as well have the good guys be ahead of them.
But you mentioned autonomous driving. And do you still believe in a business model? So, because in Germany, robot taxis are not very popular. We have no more discussion about that. Do you still believe in the idea?
Like in San Francisco is one of the first cities that is operating 500 autonomous, like it's not Uber, but like Uber. And the safety record so far, it shows that it's safer than a driver. But again, it's still new. It is still, we will see where it goes. But other than San Francisco, I just heard my office is in Sunnyvale, like between San Francisco and San Jose. And I just, before leaving California, I got information 10 more cities approved them. In California, in Silicon Valley.
And do you expect a difference between the European market and the US market?
Again, I think like Mercedes, that some people say invented the car, but they are sometimes in Europe, in Germany and Japan are more conservative than US. So I think they're going to, the adoption will be slower, but then hopefully they can catch up. But China and US, they like risk. And even if the regulation is not there yet, either for autonomous or for AI, the technology is ahead of the regulation. And I remember like we had startups, like even PayPal, the regulation was not there for money transfer on PayPal. So they actually first did it without the license, and then they backed into it to get a license. I remember even in Germany, N26, which we were involved with as an early investor, didn't get the banking license first. They first launched the mobile part of banking. I remember that when N26 launched, I wanted to open a bank account with Deutsche Bank, and it took 2 weeks. I had to go to a notary, sign it.
Oh, yes, that's Germany.
And N26 changed it to 4 minutes. So I think that's cool. And I want to be part of the cool people.
who doesn't? But do you think then the government here, especially in Germany, maybe is the biggest break in the system?
You know, again, I am not in the position to either make a decision or influence any decision. So I, as an entrepreneur and my startups, I just participate in what we can control. And I am telling you, if the regulation doesn't accommodate technology, the technology will happen anyway. And then maybe there will be penalties, but it's okay.
That's the risky part you are willing to take then.
I think a lot of people who pioneer stuff, as the word pioneer comes, they go places that people have not been before. And it's part of the risk, part of the reward, part of the game. But again, I want to be with cool people.
So I guess there are many cool people in Silicon Valley area. And that's a question which is of interest for me personally. Can you maybe sketch up a regular week, if there is something like that, of a Silicon Valley investor like you are? What do you do over a week in Silicon Valley?
So I little bit tilted too much toward large corporations, so spending my time with CEOs like Ola. So it's sort of like for me in my life, like I like to see 3 to 4 startups a day. And I miss that. So I'm going back to that, because I spend too much time developing what we call the world's largest corporate innovation platform. We call it Open Innovation for Corporations. So now, just to give you like what is my focus, is now I'm opening 20 offices inside universities.
Okay.
So this month, or actually in May, we already are in June, in May, I opened 2 offices, one in Central Florida University in Orlando, which happens to have 80,000 students. And I opened one in very interesting university called Stevens in Hoboken, New Jersey, overlooking Manhattan. So it's like a 7-minute boat ride from New York. But Stevens Institute of Technology is 177 years old.
Wow.
They have incredible engineering. So we just opened an office there on May 7th, focused on AI applied to the financial industry. And I was very happy to see the CEO of Prudential. We call it soft launch. There was only 50 people, Governor Murphy, Naramin, the president of university, and Prudential people. But we're going to use Prudential, which is a $43 billion company, in how you apply AI to the financial industry, in this case, insurance under asset management. Mm-hmm. So that is where I think AI is going to go. And again, it happens that our office here is at University of Stuttgart for mobility, but we would love to extend our activity here with AI as well. So we would love to evaluate doing a center of innovation for AI with plug and play playing a role in it.
Automotive and Sport concentrates more and more on AI. And for our community, it's very important to know, will we still drive a car, a conventional car, in 2035 or 2040? Or will AI change everything and we have to think of a totally new way in terms of mobility?
Yesterday we had a smaller gathering than the one we are having today. So today we are featuring 30 startups that have worked with Mercedes or Bosch and how they are changing mobility. Again, and one of the Japanese companies from, and was Toyota, said, what is mobility? And it is now, it's becoming more broader and broader. It is transferring physical object, including humans. But more and more, I feel there will, packages will transfer themselves. And all of this will improve our standard of living. I really think finally we need to have products and solutions in mobility, in AI, to improve our lives, especially in some of the states in California and in Texas. Some people spend 2 hours a day in the car, and it's not a productive 2 hours. It's much better to be in the park or with your children that 2 hours. So, and really, I do believe what you do in commute will totally change. Mm-hmm.
All right, then I think we extended our time schedule. So to close our podcast, there is a tradition we have in the Move podcast. It's called AB questions. Okay. So I give you a few questions with two options and you choose one rather quickly if okay. possible. So we're starting. Streaming or CD and vinyl?
Streaming.
Ferrari or Tesla?
Tesla.
Apple or Google?
Google.
City loft or old farmhouse in the countryside?
Old farmhouse in countryside.
Car or bike?
Car.
And in the car, front row or rear seat?
I like front row.
And then to be the driver or the co-driver?
Driver.
Speaking of terms and conditions, read through or accept all?
Have someone else read through.
I like this one. Speaking of adrenaline, motorcycle riding or fishing?
Motorcycle ride.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have assumed Star Trek because of the techie
part of it,
yeah.
To be frank, my daughter just got married in September. And it was Star Wars theme.
Oh, really?
So that's why it was fresh on my mind. I don't separate so much from Star Trek or Star Wars.
Okay.
To me, it's almost the same.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Steak or falafel?
Steak.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
All right, then. Thank you very much for your time.
That's it.
Thank you so much. It's great to be in Germany and especially in Stuttgart and with Automotor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And to our audience, thank you for listening. We will hear next Friday again. And until then, we are looking forward to receive a feedback from you. Rate us on iTunes and Spotify or write us on podcast@move-magazin.de and tell us how you liked this episode. And of course, follow us on all the platforms you are part of. Thank you and bye-bye.